got sun shining all around her, dancing in the wind like a wildflower. Carefree, damn me, gets whatever she wants. She got that way that she makes you forget what you're thinking. Ain't had a drop, but you feel like you're drinking. She got me tripping on words with the way that she moves. She got that.
And that's a bit of the brand new release from the Rivertown Saints. It's called She Got That, and it is very catchy. We'll hear it in its entirety a bit later on here on the show. Joining me on the show from the Rivertown Saints, I have Chase Kasner and Chris McComb. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Great to have you both on the show.
Great to be here.
A shout out to, of course, the other band members, Jeremy Bortot and Joe Patois. I put a little French in there, but Joe Patois.
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations, by the way, on Industry Person of the Year. That was much well-deserved. We've been rooting for you for all these years, and I'm happy you got it.
Thank you guys so much. It was such a cool moment. I mean, you guys know, whenever you win an award, which I haven't won, that might have been my first, when you hear your name, because you're used to hearing all these other names, and then it's somebody else, and when they actually said my name, it was New Moon Junction. Of course, that read it. It was a cool moment, kind of surreal, and it felt great. So I saw you at CMA Ontario Weekend at All Around, but you performed at the Front Porch Live Music Series at a great place called Martello Restaurant. And you did some very cool songs, including the new single. You also did a song that I've mentioned to you, Better Than You Found It. First time I had heard it, and it was very inspirational. I got a lot out of the song, and I was saying to you guys, I think this should be something that you get behind and release at some point.
Yeah, it's definitely one that we've had in our pocket for probably 3 to 4 years now. We finally got it finalized and, you know, mastered, and it's ready to go. So we are just sitting on it ready to release it at any point. So
it's a bit of a different song for you guys.
Yeah, well, that was just it. So for us, that's why we kind of sat on it for so long, because we all loved it. First time we heard it and wrote it. Some of us were in the room writing it. And it was, we thought, oh, maybe it's not us. Maybe it's not our sound. But dang, we just liked it. We just loved it so much. And so it was very much so trying to figure out what to do in production. And we had... I mean, you haven't heard the final version of it or anything. You just heard us do it on acoustic on a couple weekends ago at mm-hmm. At the Front Porch event. But it's got one of those train beats, and we had that at first in the production of the demo, and then we changed it up, and it just didn't sit right. And we tried and tried to, like, you know, make it sound more modern, and it just didn't work. And then so we settled on that kind of train beat style drumming in the production, and I think it turned out fantastic. So I can't wait for you to hear it.
I love the story too. I was listening really intently to the story, and I think I have this correct. You wrote with Dave Thompson, and you guys were looking through Pinterest to get cliches, I guess, expressions, which is great because that's the starting point for a song. And you actually saw this expression, leave something better than you found it. And that's how things started.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, that's exactly actually how it went. You were listening when
I was.
we couldn't really find something to inspire us that day. I think honestly, we went for lunch before we got anything down. And then when we came back, he's like, "Oh, well, you know, I sometimes get, you know, ideas off of Pinterest." So he decided to pull up his account, and we looked through all these inspirational quotes and, you know, hearsays that, you know, that are known around the world. And we just happened to come around one that was Will Smith's quote, actually. He said it was a little bit different than, you know, leave something better than you found it. But it was always, it was something like, you know, leave the footsteps behind you always better than you found it, or something like that.
Sure.
Or better than you left it, or something, you know. And then that was like, that sparked this idea in us. And after that, I think Dwayve came up with some sort of just this little riff, and I'm not sure if it's still in the original recording that we have right now, but yeah, it didn't take long after that. I think it was an hour and a half after that we wrote the song, and we knew from right then that it was special, and we needed to pick the right time to release it, because it is very country and it's very different than lots of the things that we've done. But like I said, the song's too good to not do anything with. So
yeah, absolutely. Even if it's a bit different, I mean, it, like you said, it's a great song. So that's what matters. And it'll be, people will find it, I guess, interesting to hear something different from you guys. So that's a great thing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think that's awesome. It's funny. I saw Dwayve at a few times over the CMA Ontario weekend, and he was at Songs and Stories, which I hosted. And then afterwards, I said, just as a joke, I said, you got a cool nickname, Dwayve, obviously from his band Wave. For everybody knows that, or most people do. Dwayve, and I said, I got to have a cool name. And it was either him or Brian Harwood. One of them said Dwoods.
Dwoods.
I don't know if it's going to stick or not, and I don't know if I want it to, but in the moment, it was kind of funny.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
Dwoods.
Yeah, I don't think funny thing about Dwayve, actually, Chase, I don't think you didn't know why we called him that, or you didn't know the history, right? We like went and rode with him a couple times, and yeah, we were like, I don't know. I think we were talking, and you're like, you know that song? Story. Yeah, California. Gone to California. You're like, yeah, I love that song. And we're like, well, that was Dwayve's band. That's why we call him Dwayve, because the band's called Wave. He's like, oh. It makes sense.
I was pretty like starstruck after that because I had no idea.
Oh yeah, of course.
I had written with Dwayve probably, you know, 4 or 5 times before I found that out. And as a kid growing up, like I that was one of my songs that I had that on, you know, on CD, and I just would play it over and over again, and I loved it so much. And to like kind of ironically end up writing with them and not even knowing about it, right? And then finding out, it was definitely a starstruck.
Pretty cool when you know somebody for a bit and then you realize who they are in that sense, right? So that's a really cool story. And yeah, he's got a super cool nickname. I'll still work on mine, but for now it's just Dave. let's talk about She Got That, which is your new single. And well, you know what, first we should talk about, I meant to talk about this first before we get to that, Sakamoto Agency. You guys are signed to them now. When did that happen?
It's been a long process, eh, Chris? You know?
Yeah, well, so we signed with them for booking a year and a half ago, something like that. I just remember reading, they sent out the press release for the booking agency thing. We were in a hotel room somewhere for something, and I remember when that became official. We obviously knew about it beforehand. And then, yeah, for the release of our music, you know, that's kind of been a long time coming. We've been kind of like talking with different label entities and discussing deal structures and you know, obviously we've been independent now since 2020, I guess. And yeah, so finally, you know, with Paul and everyone at Sakamoto, we just kind of, they were interested, and as were we, and the deal was the right deal. And so we made it work. And our manager, Tina Simkin, also worked very hard beside Sakamoto to
absolutely,
you know, to put this song out and get everything rocking and rolling with them. So,
yeah, well, congrats on that. That's big news. And it's released through Sakamoto Music and Warner Music Canada, I guess, in conjunction with each other.
Yep.
That's very cool. Well, congrats on that. That's a big success. It gets your name out there more and your music more. And of course, as you said, you've got the great Tina Simkin on your side. I deal with her as well via you guys and Lemon Cash and all the other great artists she works with. And she's amazing. You guys can maybe say a few words about her. I'm sure she's listening.
Well, I can't believe, I'm surprised she's still working with all of us for sure. We've definitely, I can't say we're probably not the hardest group to work with, but because we're a band and there's, you know, 4 or 5 different personalities and different dudes that all have different crazy and potentially stupid ideas, you know, she finds a way to filter through it and prevails and seems to put us in the right direction. So thank God for Tina.
Yeah, absolutely. It, you know, it took a little bit for her to grab the reins because she didn't want to overstep anybody, but now she hears an idea and she's like, we're doing this, you know, because we used to go back and forth, couldn't make a decision. Everybody, you know, would be like, oh, that's a good point, maybe we shouldn't, you know. And she just kind of lays the law down now and says, listen, this is what we should do, and let's do it. stop messing around, you know?
So. Yeah.
Right on. You need that person to take control, know what they're doing, and then guide things, right? And keep
absolutely.
Everything.
Especially boys. Boys need that. Boys need a female to guide them.
Around
That's a good point. Absolutely. We need the women in our lives to do that. I love it. Let's turn to She Got That now. Brand new release. It's so catchy. We heard a bit off the top and we're going to hear it on the show. Tell me about She Got That.
Well, She Got That is, you know, that's a good segue off of the We Need Women in Our Life, because it is a women appreciation song in a way. You know, it's kind of about how every female has the certain thing about them that just, you know, makes them have that, you know, she got that, you know, that makes her the most incredible woman in the world, makes her perfect, you know? So, you know, that's kind of the whole idea around this song. And we wrote that actually with one of our good buddies. He's actually a Ottawa Valley guy himself too. So his name's Jason Blaine, you know him, Dave.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, so we wrote that with him on a writing trip, and that was one of those other ones that wasn't, you know, didn't take an hour and a half. It took a little bit of digging and, you know, screwing around, but
and a lunch to separate ideas. Had to go eat some Mexican food.
Yeah, but eventually it all came together, and by the end we all knew it was one of those ones that. We were going to release, like, it, we walked out and said, yeah, that's the next one. So,
and, you know, I know that, you know, when you're in a write or when the write is done, that I guess sometimes you've got a good song, you like the song, but then, you know, when, okay, this is a single, we have to record it. Some songs are just going to end up better than others at the end.
It's definitely nice to have one of those ones, you know, that you can put out to radio and they will accept it. Yeah, it's really hard when you write a song and you know it's really, really, really good, but it just doesn't have the legs to go to radio or be a single. It takes a little bit out of you, but when you get one of these She Got That, it makes you feel incredible.
She got that heart from her mama. Got that cross down in New Orleans, a sweet southern drawl, yeah, from her hometown in Tennessee. Fire in her eyes from her daddy's side, hand in the air on a Friday night. I can't explain it, but I ain't complaining. I know whatever it is. She got that sun shining all around her, dancing in the wind like a wildflower. Carefree, dare me. Whatever she wants, she got that way that she makes you forget what you're thinking. Ain't had a drop, but you feel like you're drinking. She got me tripping on words with the way that she moves. She got that. She got that hand-me-down Honda. It takes her where she wants to go. She got that dust in the rearview. The weekend on the radio, her phone on the seat of the shotgun side, lock screen pic of her and I that we took together, and I still remember the taste of the salt and the lime. She got that sun shining all around her, dancing in the wind like a wildflower. Carefree, dare me, gets whatever she wants. She got that way that she makes you forget what you're thinking. Ain't had a drop, but you feel like you're drinking. She got me tripping on words with the way that she moves. She got that. She got that heart of mine in her hands. Lord knows how lucky I am. She got that sunshine all around her, dancing in the wind like a wildflower. Carefree, dare me, gets whatever she wants. She got that way that she makes you forget what you're thinking. Ain't had a drop, but you feel like you're drinking. She got me tripping on words with the way that she moves. She got that. We'll be right back.
Have you written other songs with Jason over the years or in the past?
Yep.
Yeah, we've done lots of writing with Jason. Our song called Long Time Coming, that was a song that actually came together pretty quickly. And we've done several other writes with Jason and some stuff we haven't put out, but always a great guy to get together with, and we sure see a lot of him.
We were talking about Jason, of course, as one of your co-writers. You've got others. Is there anybody that you haven't written with yet that you've got on your wish list that you're hoping to book a write with?
Yeah, well, actually, for me, so we had a write set up with a dude, not a Canadian, though, but so there's this like hard rock band called Under Oath. They're more like from the emo scene back, the stuff that I grew up with, kind of before okay. Chase's time. And we actually ended up, we had a write set up with him, but I guess they got a show added to their calendar or something. So he had to leave early. So the write didn't work out. But that, his name's Aaron Gillespie and the band he's in, is called Under Oath, but he moved to Nashville recently. And so we thought if we're down there, we might as well, try and help fill his calendar. I mean, I'm sure it's full already, but, so for me, that's one of them. Cause someone looking up to in music, like, you know, he's probably one of the reasons why I play guitar in a band was because of the band he was in, right?
Under Oath. That's amazing. Yeah. And to think that he's going the country route as an artist and a writer, or just a writer?
just a writer. He's still in the band Under Oath, and they're still writing, you know, their style of music and touring. Yeah, he's done several different projects over the years. But I mean, it seems like he's pretty versatile with what he can write. So
that's really cool. Yeah. Sometimes you find out that somebody who's in a heavier band or a heavy rock band or an emo band actually likes country. I mean, sometimes they discover it, but sometimes they are country fans, but they just went in a different direction.
Yeah, and the other cool thing about that is that you kind of find something that's out of the box a little bit and is not in that like cookie cutter mold of what is being written right now. I mean, obviously you want to blend in with everything, but if it can just be a little bit different where it catches people's attention, I think that's healthy as well.
How about for you, Chase? Who is your dream co-writer?
I've got some big dream co-writers. I want to write with, you know, like Brad Paisley and, you know, Morgan Wallen-Combs, those big names. But I actually want to write with the Lemon Cash Boys.
Okay, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that's one of the ones that I have on my list to get. That's actually attainable at the moment. You know, I'm not sure I could walk into a room and just demand a write with, you know, Luke Combs or anything. I know the Lemon Cash Boys are.
You've got an in with them. You know them well. So that would be cool because I love their sound too. And they've got such a, when I was listening to them, as I have before, but at the front porch, their harmonies in that is kind of something unique going on. I can't think of the exact how to describe it, but something that's their own. And sometimes they have bands that come together, right? Like, was it Doc Walker and Emerson Drive did a song together years ago, something like that. But sometimes there are two bands that come together instead of just two artists. So maybe a Rivertown Saints and Lemon Cash collab could work.
Could be a thing.
It'd be a lot of people on the stage at once, but.
Yeah, we haven't done a collab yet. But rumor has it that there is one.
In the works.
Ooh.
And we can't tell you with who, but we can tell you that there is one that's.
We can tell you there's one in the works, mate.
Yeah.
And you've got the song picked out, obviously the artist picked out, and that's all you can tell me?
Basically, yeah. Well, we could tell you that it's already been recorded.
Okay, wow. So this is a reality. It's just a matter of when it gets released at some point.
Exactly. Okay. It's just the matter of getting permission by this famous artist because we actually used AI to mimic their voice. And so we just have to make sure that their record label is okay with it.
That's not.
No, I'm just joking, Dave.
That's not true. I was almost believing it, but I was waiting for you to say it was a joke because some people are doing that. I think I just heard the Beatles are using AI to help master an old song of theirs, and make it new, and apparently it's going to be the last Beatles song, of course, because
I read that today. That's that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I think it's just cleaning up an old John Lennon vocal. I don't know how much it's changing it, but it's using AI. Well, you don't have an AI artist. You have a real artist.
Yes, yeah, a real artist. Yeah.
But I like real artists, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's the thing with this AI stuff is I could see how it could kind of work for electronic music, but there's going to be a point where people – this is just my opinion. There's going to be a point where I think people are going to – you know, it's going to lose its feeling almost and its soul when right. There's not actually like a real vocalist on something like that. So I think it's going to work for some genres, but I don't think it's going to work for every genre.
Yeah. The heart is gone from it.
Yeah, exactly.
And so for those kind of songs, yeah, a dance song, maybe those come, but if it's a country song and it's an AI vocal, I don't know. I mean, it'd be kind of cool if you could hear George Jones, for example, singing a different song because it's now his voice through AI, but I don't know if that's right either, you know, or to use one example.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, just the fact that it's not a real person, but I guess we'll see what happens with that. Let's talk about Breaking Up, the song. And that was your previous release before She Got That. Tell me about Breaking Up. This has got a cool vibe to it, a cool sound.
Yeah, that one, it was another song we wrote on one of our writing trips. And actually, a lot of the inspiration came from Jeremy. He just had something, he just had an idea and we kind of rolled with it. And lyrically, it seemed to come together actually pretty quick. Chase, that was like one of those two hour writes and the whole thing was done. And Jeremy came up with that riff. We wrote that with a guy by the name of Drew Powell and Michael August. And then Chase, Jeremy, and I were in the room as well. And yeah, I think it turned out great. It's, you know, I'm so done being done. What's done mean anyway? Like, I think that's all just lyrically, it's one of my favorite songs that we've done. We've had a few of those lately, but yeah, I think it's a cool vibe all around.
Still got a bottle of your pink rosé up in the fridge. Still keep your picture on my phone from that last Cabo trip. Ooh, we said we're letting go. Ooh, but we both know we won't. I'm so done being done. What's done mean anyway? Call it off, call me up. It's just a game we play. It's only over till you're over in my bed again. Breaking up with you don't mean a thing. I know your girls will take you out to get you moving on. And my world's a closing time, but you know I'll be your last call. This ain't the first time or the last time me and you are gonna say goodbye. I'm so done. I'm so done being done. What's done mean anyway? Call it off, call me up. We're so good at this game. I'm so done being done. What's done mean anyway? Call it off, call me up. It's just a game we play. It's only over till you're over in my bed again. Breaking up, yeah. We'll
And with a song like that, do you have people write you, like message you or in person say, yeah, I can relate to that song. I've been there. I'm there now.
That one. Yes, actually. I had several people message me going, man, like who did you guys write that? We're like, yeah, well, we were part of it. Yeah, we all pitched in and that's such a great song. And okay, how so? Well, you know, I'm just going through the same. I've just went through all this with, you know, my ex and blah, blah, blah. And anyway, it's really cool when people can actually relate to a song that you wrote. I mean, that's kind of where, you know, that's making all this stuff that we do and all these songs we write. It makes it all worth it when even if one person reaches out and says, hey, I dig that song. It really spoke to me. Like that means so much to a writer.
For sure. You've taken your experience and put it out there and people can relate to it. It can affect them in a great way. It can make their day. It can inspire them for a lot longer than that if they really take that song to heart. Do you guys have something on your bucket list, each of you, that you want to see happen in your career, a moment, a stage, somebody to work with at some point, something you're really excited about?
Well, the first one for me is first step is number one. I'd like to get a number one.
How close have you guys come to that? Because to me, in my mind, I think of you as number one artist, but.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, so realistically, the Canada, the country Billboard Top 100 or whatever it's called, we did number 9 back in 2017 with a song called Bonfire.
Yeah.
And that was obviously, it's much more, it's a much different band now. And I'd like to think that, we're... whether you like us better now or you don't, we're a different band. We've grown a lot and we've been, you know, writing most of our own material now versus back then we didn't really have the opportunity to do that. So for me personally, if we can go top 20, top 10 with a song that I helped write, I would be so overjoyed. I'd be so happy.
Yep.
Yeah. Top 10 is amazing. Bonfire top 9, mm-hmm. as you said. That's great. Pretty cool. Yeah, that's a great goal to have. And what about for you, Chris?
Well, I'd like to take this. I'd like to tour a bit. I definitely want to tour more, and I definitely would like to tour in different countries and maybe even different continents. So it would be great to do some stuff in the US. It'd be great to go to the UK. It would be great to go to Australia. I know that they like their country music down there.
Yeah, that's right.
Down under. So so that's kind of right now. I'd love to be able to just take it on the road more often and further away internationally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's definitely a goal of mine as well. 100%.
That's a great goal. You're getting your music out there. You're getting to see the world. So it's a win-win. And as you said, you're introducing your music to new audiences and seeing how it plays in different places around the world. We'll wrap up here in just a moment. But the last thing I'll ask you about is advice you have for either other bands or groups or even just artists who are starting out in the, let's say they're trying to pursue the country music dream the way you guys have and have achieved in many milestones. What would you say to people out there, artists who want to follow in your footsteps?
For me, it would be plan, and then execute. Make sure you have everything ready before you start, because you can get lost very quick in this game. You know, you can get ahead of yourself very fast. And if you, let's say, have a full album ready before you start and you go at it that way, I think it's very helpful to do it that way. So,
yeah, instead of just firing stuff out there without putting a whole lot of thought in, because once it's out there, you can't take it back.
Yep.
Yeah. Actually, Chase, that makes a lot of sense too, as far as planning ahead. My input to that would be, just prepare yourself financially if you can. I mean, I'm kind of like a financial guy, and I'm sure Chase is sick of me preaching about how you should be prepared to do things and take risks and stuff. But if you know you want to do music as a career. And you know, there's going to be times where you're going to be touring and you're going to be going all over the place and you're not going to be making any sort of money at all. Like there are times it still happens to us. And that's just part of the game. And believe me, I love it. I love all of it still to this day. But what you want to do is you want to prepare to not make any money for a while. So, you know, don't like, make sure you save, make sure you have a decent nest egg. So work your butt off when you're at home and you're not doing music stuff in preparation to be out there on the road, getting gigs, opening shows, you know, cause when you can afford to take opportunities, like unique opportunities for no money, that's when the magic could really happen. That's when you might brush shoulders or meet the right people and
yep,
go on to do some really cool stuff.
That's amazing. Thanks for that advice. And guys, always great to hang out with you. Great seeing you at CMA Ontario Weekend and hearing some new tunes and some of the other ones performed, which was amazing. Shout out to Jeremy Bordhot and Joe Patois, who aren't on the show, but are part of Rivertown Saints. I've been speaking with Chase Kasner and Chris McComb. Thanks, guys, so much. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Congratulations again. And thanks for having us on.
Awesome. My pleasure. I've been speaking with a couple of the guys, I was going to say lads, a couple of the guys from the Rivertown Saints. I'm Dave Woods. Keep on keeping it country.